Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Wednesdays in the Word. I'm here at the table with my daughter, Madison.
Hello.
And we're glad you're joining us. We hope you have your journal, your Bible, and a pen that sparks joy. Or if you're listening while you're doing something or even driving, we hope you go back home and have your own God time and put something down in a journal. What we like to do is we like to anchor on paper what it is that we are learning about God through Scripture, and we're also able to anchor what we're receiving about God through Scripture. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole purpose behind a pen, a paper, and the Bible, because some of you may not have really interacted with the Word of God. You read it, you listen to it, but if you have not added that extra piece of actually involving yourself with the interaction with it, we invite you to join us. Yeah. Well, we talked about the biblical context behind the book Joshua and who Joshua was, and then I talked with you about just isolating the keyword, the commander of the Lord's army. And today, Madison and I are going to talk about take off and sandals, both of those, and they kind of go together. So we're going to start. Madison, would you open us in prayer? And then will you lead off this episode?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I am thankful for your word. I'm thankful for the opportunity to pursue you and to grow and just to be here and just with my mom conversing over what we've learned. It's just such a joy to be a part of this process. And I just ask your blessings on everyone listening and us today to just seek you with all we have, and that you would speak to us and reveal your truths to us through the Holy Spirit, through your word, through each other. Thank you so much again for Jesus and for who he is to us and for who he was back then and today. We love you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So starting off, I'm going to look at take off. That's something that when I looked at the verse, it's like, I know how to take off your sandals. I know what that means, but for whatever reason, it kind of just sparked a little interest. So I looked at take off, and when I looked it up from just a normal dictionary definition, it's talked about removing something, right? You take off your shoes, you remove them, or releasing something, which I thought was an interesting word to use. Something physical, but also it could be not physical. And then I looked at the Hebrew, I think it's S-A-L-L. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it was pretty much the exact same thing. Talk about removing, putting something off, loosening something. And so this idea of just, you know, getting rid of something, removing something. But one thing that came to mind was that it's not going to come off naturally. So when I was rereading and praying over this verse, it seemed pretty simple and easy. But the more I thought about it, all of these verbs are something that you have to do. And it's not just, oh, it's just going to, the apple's just going to fall from the tree, or the water's just going to flow down the river. Like, you have to remove it or release it. So I thought that was an interesting part that kind of spoke to me.
Yeah, let's talk for a minute. In word study, we're going to teacher and nerd out a little bit. But when you isolate a key word, look at it. Is it a noun? Is it a verb?
Yeah.
Is it an adjective? Is it an adverb? And for some of you going, oh, I didn't like English when I was in school. There's just something behind that, though. Because when we talked about commander last week, that's a noun. Mm-hmm. That was a person. You know, a noun is a person, place, or thing. So that was commander, the person. Mm-hmm. So that has a context. Mm-hmm. And when it's a person keyword, remember, that's not you. You know, you're not that person keyword. So we weren't putting ourselves in the place of Christ. So, but look at this one. This one is a verb. Mm-hmm. So you can be called to action through the Bible, through a verb. Mm-hmm. That is not you comparing yourself to the person of the word. That is comparing yourself to the action that's being done by the person in the word. So that's what Maddie is exactly talking about. And when I was looking at it in a commentary, in addition to when we look at it in the dictionary and then in the biblical lexicon, it said this specific use of takeoff was only by a divine encounter can there be a reverent removal, because it was before a holy being.
Yeah.
So yes, this is a totally different, because Madison's son, Mickey, comes into my house. I'm his lolly. And the first thing he does is he takes off his shoes and he knows exactly where to take them off and put them. That's not this kind of takeoff.
Yeah.
So
a little different.
Back to you, Maddie.
And so moving on to sandals, and looking at that together, that specific, you know, what is a sandal? It's an old-timey shoe. Mm-hmm. And you kind of think about, if you think Old Testament or even Jesus time, just like what would they have worn back then? Very simple shoes, obviously. But this I thought was really interesting. Sometimes shoes were a symbol of occupancy, which makes sense if you're wearing the shoes, like you're occupying something. But sometimes it was a refusal to do something, as in to marry, or that it was something valueless. Okay. My mom's over there.
I'm pointing
shaking
at
her head.
Yeah, I'm pointing so at her and thumbing
we're
up.
On the right track. If you don't know, we don't talk about what we're going to talk about before the episode.
Yeah,
we're just like, we're just going to do this.
Yep.
And so sometimes I'm like, are we on the same track? Well, we usually are. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I thought that was really interesting that that a sandal is this symbol of you're occupying something. There's not a lot of value. You need a shoe, but it doesn't have a lot of value, you know, not like the shoes we have today that are worth a ton of money. And so looking into this, this is a different culture. So
I'm going to jump in here for a minute and let them know my little bit about sandal, because I think you're going to go then and take us together to take off your sandal.
Go for it.
Okay. So for sandal, for Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and I have the free app on my phone, it said a shoe consisting of a simple sole strapped to the foot, which, okay, we know what a sandal is. Still put yourself through it, ladies. Still put yourself through looking up a definition of the word sandal.
It's worth it.
I'm just telling you, it just takes you somewhere. And this also, I hope you realize, especially you new season tours, when we pick words out of a verse, we are not looking for words that we don't know the meaning of. We're calling out normal words. Commander, take off, sandal. Okay, so just
everything is worth studying.
Yes.
And any word you choose to study will bring you something amazing.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit can speak to you out of the most simplest things.
Anything.
Because it's from a divine book.
Yeah.
We're studying the Word of God. Anyway, so it's a simple shoe consisting of a sole strapped to the foot. And then when I looked into it, like Madison said, when we look into the lexicon of it with its Hebrew origin, it said providing basic protection, because basically the only thing it's covering is your soul.
Yeah.
And it also says is a symbol of something valueless because it was void of beauty and wealth. Mm. So think about it. So you know what that leads me to believe? There were fancier shoes in the Bible times. Mm-hmm. We see the sandal and think, oh, it's kind of cool because Jesus wore it.
Yeah.
And the disciples are shown in the movies and on The Chosen and in children's illustrations with sandals. They look cool, but really they were void of beauty and wealth. Mm-hmm. So we're talking complete humility. Mm. It's like, think of the cheapest shoe possible, which I think of the flip-flop, the beachy, where if you pull, they like come right out at the bottom.
$1 Old Navy on the rack. Walmart.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Dollar General. Yeah. So like when you're going to pick out your kid's first day back to school, because that wasn't but just a couple weeks ago, would you have sent your kid to school in the most poverty basic shoe? No. Mm-hmm. We want them to have, you know, something nice, cute or protective. Okay, no, this is totally of no value other than from your soul getting either dirty or punctured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so another thing to add on to that, with these being the most basic shoes, through their journey through the desert, they never wore out. That was a big deal. So they never wore out. And that was a miracle.
Yes.
But now we're getting to the promised land.
Yes.
And so when I looked at them together, this take off your sandals together in a spiritual sense, it led me to a lot of just their culture back then. And so when I studied just this culture, taking off your sandals was a sign of respect, and it was humility. And I think this is still a common culture in Eastern cultures, that you don't wear your shoes inside. And that's something that we do in our house. We come in and we take off. But this was like an ultimate sign of respect.
My mother's culture. My mother's culture was don't bring anything in off your shoes.
This idea of humility. And so to them, this would make a lot of sense if someone asks you to take off your sandals without it even being you're talking to God or God is talking to you. They would automatically know, okay, you are taking something that means nothing, that's not beautiful, it's not worthy of the king, or you shouldn't wear this into the palace in a sense of that, like it, you're not worthy. But also it's a sign of respect for you to take off your shoes and to come in. And then if you think of like New Testament times, Jesus washed feet all the time because they just got so gross and nasty. So, you know, their shoes are gross and nasty. Their feet are gross and nasty. And so this idea of just complete humility, their feet, they're walking around all day. It's dusty and dirty. It's not a gorgeous body part. Mm-hmm. It's just something that was very functional. So this take off your sandals, is this sign of respect that they had in their culture. When I looked at it with, I have a study Bible, and when I looked in my study Bible, it was talking about taking it back to Moses's in Exodus 3:5, when God speaks to Moses and he says the same thing, take off your sandals for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And so it puts them together as, well, now he's said this to two leaders of the Israelites in two different settings, but kind of in the same sense, using the same word. So it must be an important thing that he wanted to mention. And why is taking off your shoes that important?
Yes.
But in a different sense, it's this, you're obeying him. But how can I show respect to God?
Yes.
By laying down, getting rid of something that's mine, so to speak, that's earthly, that's worn, that's dirty, And laying that aside, because you're going into the presence of a holy divine being. So that taking off sandals was something that was in the Bible and was important for them, and was something that he asked them to do. If you think about it in our time, in a broader sense, it's a question of, well, what are you supposed to be laying down in front of your God? What do you need to release or remove because it is dirty, or because it is something functional, or something of the world that's not beautiful? Or maybe it is worth a lot to you, but to get closer to him, to hear him, you need to lay it down. So this question of, how can I show respect for God? What is he asking me to do? What do I need to get rid of? That is important today.
Yes.
And it's not talking about taking off your sandals. Maybe it is. But looking at scripture and their cultural, the importance of all of the words back then, what it means. The reason we study it is so that, well, it still applies to me in some way, whether it's just knowing the story, remembering the story. But every time we've studied a verse, something has popped up where it's like, oh, that's speaking to me right now. It's challenging me today. And so that take off your sandals, I just loved as this sign of respect, as this, you're releasing something to get closer, to show him honor.
Because keep in mind, some of you listening, I want to just remind you that the Word of God is living, breathing, active. It's not like we're just doing a word study on a novel. This is the Word of God. The Spirit of God speaks to us through his Word, and it meets us in our need. It meets us in our pursuit. It is able to help us gain knowledge, understanding, wisdom, which then allows us to have discernment. So that's why studying this book is different than studying any other text. But you can use the same process of studying text, but we're actually getting, like, it's a conduit of from God to us as we read and pursue it. That's what makes this different. And Maddie alluded to Exodus 3:5. I also want you to write down and look up Acts 7:33, which also references the account in Stephen's speech about Moses and his take off your shoes from God. And then I want to share a little bit from a few commentaries that I read about this, because I do the process for myself. I use the Word of God, and I use what we know to look up keywords and study, and then maybe a study Bible like Maddie is referring to. I have one. I have a couple that I like. But then I also go and look at commentaries, which is where a man has gone and written basically verse by verse more information from all the processes and studies he has done by looking at the Greek and Hebrew. But here's just a couple. It said the take off was a request as a command from Christ to Joshua. It was telling him that he was being asked an act of obedience through humility. And then it said that the sandal was a mark of reverence, like Maddie alluded to cast off something because he was approaching a person of eminent sanctity. So if we think about that, every morning our eyes open and we have breath in our lungs, we are in the presence of a person with eminent sanctity. It's called God. We're not as close as we could be if our eyes didn't open and if breath wasn't in our lungs. That's going to be a whole different closeness to the eminence of sanctity. But that's why in the morning the first thought that I now have the perspective of, if my eyes open, I say, I give you this day. I give you this one. Because he gave it to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's a beginning step for somebody. For some of you listening, start there. Maybe before you even crack the Bible open and start doing deep word study. Maybe it's just when your eyes open in the morning that you center yourself with, I am honoring you with my first thought. Mm-hmm. And my first thought is, I give you this day. And start there with that obedient humility of surrender. And it says, he goes on and it says, by taking off, we should be attentive to the moments when God reveals himself in our lives and we understand that that encounter with him calls us to action and change. So I think of the word conviction. Mm-hmm. There are times when God brings to me from my studies, Paulette, and I really feel convicted of something. And sometimes conviction can have a, like you're being convicted or that's convicting. It can almost have a negative mm-hmm. connotation. But if you're thinking of it like this, that in the presence of Christ, Joshua's being told, like Madison told us, take off your sandals. Remove that because I've got something for you. Mm-hmm. So if he is saying to you through conviction, that is not becoming of a daughter of the king. That doesn't look good on you. I need you to take that off. Mm-hmm. I need you to let that characteristic, thought, word, deed, pattern, rhythm, habit, I need you to drop that mm-hmm. and release that from you. Take that. Have we ever thought of that as the perception of taking that in an honoring? Mm-hmm. Like we are honored by conviction because he's telling you, I have better for you than that.
Yeah.
I have something promised that's coming, but you've got to get that off first.
Yeah.
You got to drop that. And then with the sandals, what he said was, just as Joshua removed his sandals, we must approach God with humility enough and recognize his holiness and ask the simple question, what do you need me to do? So the first time Maddie and I talked about the biblical context, we were kind of saying, what are you telling me? We were like, what am I hearing from you, God? Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like, so then what do you need me to do? So we want you just to be very honest with yourself in your time with God and ask him, I need to know what it is you are calling me to release. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not what we already have that's the crutch. It's what we're hoping for. Mm. It's what we're wanting. It's what we don't have yet that is so in our face we can't see anything else because of our desire to have what we don't have.
Yeah. Or on the backside, something that you're tied up in from the past that that's you good. Keep replaying in your head.
Yeah. Regret. Yeah.
I can't let this go for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's done.
And he's saying, know?
And it's like, release that.
He's like,
be present.
Drop it.
I'm right. And that's what I love about this verse is that he's saying, do this because I'm here.
Yeah.
He's literally here. I'm with you right now.
With a drawn sword. So think about that. He's got the power. He's got power. His sword is drawn, ladies.
He's ready. He's protective. He's defending you. He's there. He's more powerful than you could ever do.
Yes. And we're like, do you have this? He's like, do I have it? I am here with a drawn sword.
Yeah. I made it. I allowed it. Whatever.
Would you drop what's holding mm-hmm. you up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's here. He's present. So what can we do to get closer. And if you go back to the Exodus verse with Moses, what God says is stop. Mm-hmm. Don't come any closer. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, take off your sandals for you're standing on holy ground. Sometimes we cannot get any closer to God because there's something that we haven't released, mm-hmm. Whether it's giving it to him, surrendering it, offering it to him, or it's just shackles mm-hmm. chaining us up to the world or to ourselves or whatever it is that we cannot get closer to him because of this thing, because he is so holy and perfect. And of course, he wants you to come as you are, but you've got to let some things go if you're going to grow. And so I love this encouraging, motivation, convicting, challenging mm-hmm. idea of, yeah, whatever you say, I'm going to do it to meet with you, to hear from you, to get closer, to be more like you, to realize the protection that you have over me, to see the victory in your eyes, to see who I am in you, what qualities I have because of you, all of this freedom because of you, right? I'm going to let this stuff go, whether I love it, whether I hate it, whether it's taking up brain space or time. You're more important.
And we'll get to that in another episode when we talk about the word standing, that idea of just not doing anything, just being unmovable. But we'll get there. We don't want to give that word away. But it reminds me again, and I spoke to this on a Motivational Monday, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And I like to flip it and remind myself, it's almost like a command. It's a promise. Be still and know that I am God. But it's in a command form. You can flip it and say, I am God. Be still. So that is something that I know, Maddie, and I want you to stop and consider. If you're not hearing him, if you're not receiving anything that he wants you to do or remove or declutter your life with, whether that's your physical things, emotional things, spiritual things, maybe you're not being still enough and unmovable to be moved by him. So think about how often you have no noise and nothing, no music on, no background distraction, where you're just in the stillness and quiet with him, mm-hmm. saying nothing, not praying, not asking him for anything, just in that almost uncomfortable stillness with him. Mm-hmm. I offer you, and Maddie can speak to it, set a timer and sit there with nothing in the room but you and him.
Yeah.
And just say, speak, Lord, your servant heareth. And go back to the Joshua 5:14 verse with basically, what message do you have for me? So that is homework, along with looking at the key words in Joshua 5:15. But he will meet you in the stillness. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.